Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Good morning, man. It's good to see you. Oh, man, you're all fired up today.
I just don't understand. They're going to make another one of these mistakes with one of these guys.
Listen, dude, you just want a little happiness. Come over to the Rangers. Come enjoy our hockey team a little bit, man. We're in first place. Got the leading scorer in the league.
As Al says, playoff time, you'll catch us there.
Yeah, just come on over, man. It's
playoff time,
fun,
you'll
man.
Catch us there.
I know. You just want to be this whole negativity.
No, it's
thing.
Not. It's not negativity. It's realism. Is
I know
what it
that.
Is.
I
it's realistic.
That. All right.
And I feel like this happens with quarterbacks come draft time, and it happens with coaches now. Is that this positive momentum, because everybody is so starved for positivity, starts to roll, and then nobody stops it. And the Joe Judge thing came out of nowhere, so it's not like we had time to even really process that. But you get these quarterbacks in the draft, they're like, oh, look at this guy, look at that guy, look at the combine, look at the pro day, and then all of a sudden he gets drafted in the top 10 and he blows. And I think that's what's happening here with Brian Daboll, especially since the guy who is the general manager who is in charge of this search now, Shane, who came from Buffalo, everybody's like, well, it's Daboll, and then look at what the Bills offense did against the Patriots, and then what they did against the Chiefs, even in a loss. This guy has to be the head coach. And I'm just, like, if you look back, so nobody ever thought about Brian Daboll as a head coach.
Until he got to Buffalo.
Right, and when he was in Cleveland as the offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Back in 2009 and 2010, you want to know why? Because his quarterbacks were Brady Quinn and Derek Anderson. And then nobody thought of Brian Daboll after he left there and then went to Miami as a head coach when he was an offensive coordinator. Wasn't the hot coordinator then. You want to know why?
Why?
Because his quarterbacks were Chad Henne and Matt Moore.
Okay.
And then after he left there, because everybody gets fired everywhere from coaching staffs, then he goes to Kansas City as an offensive coordinator.
Man, what happened there?
Well, he got fired as a part of the Romeo Crennel, Todd Haley staff.
Oh, wow.
And then he had Matt Cassel as the quarterback there, and that team was 2-14. And then guess who came in to be the coach in 2013 after that 2012 season when Brian Daboll?
Andy Reid.
And guess who didn't keep Brian Daboll?
Andy Reid!
So if Brian Daboll was such a genius, don't you think one of the best head coaches in the history of the league would have said, we got to keep him on the staff,
and what
this young up-and-coming whippersnapper of an offensive coordinator? Now all of a sudden, Brian Daboll is king bleep because he's got Josh Allen? So now we know this guy could be a head coach? Stop. It's so much more. Like, this is the hot coordinator thing doesn't always work. And it fails more often than not. And then you forget about some of these guys who have experience doing it because you get wrapped up in what just happened in front of your face. The Bills offense is great because of Josh Allen. That's why. And Josh Allen can tell you that he loves Brian Daboll. I will guarantee you, if Brian Daboll leaves the Buffalo Bills, and it sounds like he will, and he's going to be a head coach next year, that Josh Allen next year he's still going to be great. And he's going to be a top three MVP candidate going into the year. Nobody's going to think that Josh Allen's going to be castrated because Brian Daboll left. Whoever is the next guy is going to be jumping in that booth faster than they've ever moved in their life, because then they'll be the next one ascending, because they're going to be riding the back of Josh Allen. What?
No, nothing. I'm sitting here and just
Do you agree or not agree?
You caught me off guard. We're 5 minutes into the show and you're screaming and yelling. It's a good thing.
I saw a headline: the Giants must hire Brian Daboll.
So you're reacting to what somebody else's point of view is.
Yeah, and I think I don't agree. A must hire? A must hire is if Sean Payton left.
That would be a must hire.
New Orleans, which he may, and didn't take a year off, and then decided that he wanted to coach somewhere else. That's a must hire.
Well, Sean Payton's got 3 years left on his contract.
Yeah.
And if he leaves, he's most likely leaving to go to TV, it sounds like. And I would think that he owes Gail Benson at least some clarity about what he's going to do. I mean, the longer this goes on, the less likely they are to be able to get the coach that maybe they want. I don't know. But, all right, so back to your Brian Daboll thing. So I've told you here 1,000 times, what kind of coach do I want? I want a coach that has energy. I want a coach that can stand in front of an entire team and inspire his team. And I want a coach who can handle situational football when it arises in the middle of the highest level of anxiety that we just saw this past weekend. You know, I want a Mike Vrabel type. I want a Zach Taylor type. I want a Sean McVay type. You know, those are the guys I want. Old school guys like, you know, the Bruce Arians of the world and the Brian Daboll's of the world. They work well with veterans. They work well with guys that, you know, you can trust. They work well with guys like Tom Brady because you know why? They know Tom Brady is going to be the professional that he is, and he's going to put every ounce of his body and being into his job, and he's going to be somebody that the coach doesn't have to worry about, and he's going to raise the level of everybody's game. Now, the Giants don't have that player. They just don't. And if they think that Brian Daboll's going to come in here and turn Daniel Jones into Josh Allen, I got another thing coming for you. It's not happening.
Yeah, that's another part of this argument.
He's not the same type of player. And
mind-numbing.
Again, so, again, I do think that they like Daniel Jones. I do think that. And I think that they're thinking, if I were over there, that the most important thing that I can do is get a guy that has had some success with one of the top quarterbacks in the league, and maybe that's why Brian Daboll would be on top of the list of at least candidates to interview. Yes, 100%. I get all that. But that doesn't mean necessarily he's the guy that I'm hiring, because I have to get to know this guy. I got to see him. I got to see, does he have energy? Does he bring it every day? You know, an NFL head coach can't have a bad day. He's got to be above all the crap below him, and he's the guy that's got to lead the men in that locker room, and he's the guy that's got to make all the right decisions on Sunday so the team doesn't lose credibility in him.
Yeah, of course, and I don't know that about him.
I don't know that about him either.
And sitting down and talking to him, and those are things that, for sure, I mean, you've seen guys walk into interviews who are relatively unknown, and it go both ways. For example, Mike Tomlin, he was a one-year defensive coordinator with the Minnesota Vikings. He walked into the Steelers facility, and he got that job, and he's been on a run, and he's won a Super Bowl.
And who is his quarterback?
Well, Ben Roethlisberger,
right.
Of course.
So
that's another one.
Definitely,
he's going to go through, I mean, unless Aaron Rodgers jumps to the Pittsburgh Steelers, he's going to be going through quarterback hell now, too. You know, and they, you know, Ben missed a year last year. He still didn't, most of the year, with his injury. He still didn't have a losing season, so there is that. You know, Ben did miss those first four games and went 3-1 in that year that he was suspended. So there's a couple of things in there with Mike Tomlin where you say the guy can coach.
Or the guy could stand up in front of a team
and
keep the team together and, you know, calm everybody down and deal with all the nonsense and maybe look the other way when it comes to a few things off the field, when it comes to Antonio Brown, LeGarrette Blount, Le'Veon Bell, whatever, you know, whatever that all that nonsense may be, for some reason he's able to kind of just manage it. The way that that I always thought that Marvin Lewis was able to manage it in Cincinnati, and that was prior to when the NFL took over all the, you know, punishment aspect of everything and took the coaches out of it, because the coaches were put in really difficult situations depending on what city they were coaching in. So, It's a guy. He's another guy. Shane knows him really well. you know, this is a big thing for Shane too. You know, don't forget. I mean, most general managers, especially new ones that are coming in from a place like, you know, like Buffalo, where they hired Sean McDermott as a head coach. Mm-hmm. He was a coordinator. Remember, he was fired by Andy Reid too, by the way.
Was he fired by Andy Reid?
Yeah, in Philadelphia. Okay. And then went to Carolina.
Sure.
And then, of course, Bean knew him in Carolina, knew how probably structured he was and how organized he was and how energetic he is. And you see how energetic he is. But I will say this, in the biggest moment of Sean McDermott's career.
They blew it.
They had 13 seconds to get rid of somehow.
Mm-hmm.
That is situational football. That is a situation within the body of a game, and they did the wrong thing. Three different ways. And remember, he's a defensive guy along with Leslie Frazier.
Yeah.
They're both defensive guys. And so they kick it off into the end zone,
mm-hmm.
give Patrick Mahomes the ball on the 25, which we talked about endlessly yesterday. And the more I look at it, the more I'm sitting here saying to myself, hey, these guys are the head coach's defense, Leslie Frazier's defense. They kick it off, and they allow the Chiefs to go 44 yards in two plays. That's mind-bogglingly, like, stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I think you were right yesterday in the fact that they didn't think that it was possible, and they were dead wrong about it. I mean, they played that situation like they didn't think that 13 seconds was enough, and clearly it was enough.
Well, look who you're playing against. Look at that. And It was Tyreek Hill, and it was
Travis Kelce. Yeah, I mean, the two guys that you can't lose in those spots is the two guys that got those chunks of yardage.
Because they're playing soft zone defense and rushing four for what? The rush could not get there. See, the problem with the going back and looking at that game, the pass rush, as the game got on, the pass rush got worse for both teams.
Mm-hmm.
Just worse. It just got worse. Those guys got so tired. And I think of Mario Addison, and I think of Jerry Hughes on the Buffalo Bills defensive line. Those guys were busting their ass the whole game, and they came so close to getting Patrick Mahomes once, twice, three, four, five times, and they could never get him. And they were running after him and going 100 miles an hour, and they just ran out of gas. But I'm with you to a certain extent. I think we need to pump the brakes.
Well, that's the thing. It's this momentum that's building towards Brian Daboll as if he is the only guy that can solve the Giants' problems. Now, you want to tell me you go through the whole process and Brian Daboll ends up being the best candidate and they end up hiring him because they believe in him? That's one thing. But, I mean, this reaction is if, you know, everybody just can't wait to pluck Brian Daboll out of Buffalo and stick him here as the head coach of the Giants. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And why is it that, you know, when everybody gets up in a lather about some of these guys, they never bring up the negative parts of their career? I mean, have you heard anybody talk about him in Cleveland, Miami, or Kansas City? Nobody ever says that. It's just, oh, it's look what he's done in Buffalo, and he played for he coached for Belichick, and he coached for Saban. He's also failed massively when he hasn't had any quarterbacks. And by the way, guess what? The Giants don't have a quarterback, in my opinion. So you probably come in here and have the same type of struggles. And when a team is in this state of just complete disarray, don't you want somebody who's had the job before? I mean, I said this about the Jets as well last year. And they ended up going with Rob Saleh, and we were fine with Rob Saleh because he had all those things you talked about, the energy, standing in front of a room, being able to talk to the players and those things, and hopefully he works out. But the idea of this, the unknown is better than the guy who's done it before because the first time around the guy failed as a head coach, I don't necessarily think that is always the way to go.
Well, there are guys out there, you know, other coordinators like a Nathaniel Hackett from Green Bay and a Kevin O'Connell from, I believe, the Rams. You know, these are young guys that are like cut from the Sean McVay tree, the Jay Gruden tree, you know, the Shanahan tree. You know, that group of guys. You know, then you have this second group of guys, the Daboll's, the Fraziers, you know, the Todd Bowles, you know, those types of guys that have been around the league a long time, understand how to talk to players. But they're none of them are going to be any good unless we all can see it. They have the quarterback that's going to make the whole thing go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know, there are about eight of these quarterbacks. You know, and Ryan Tannehill is like at the bottom of that group.
Mm-hmm.
But Ryan Tannehill is competent enough, along with a good team around him, to get their team into the playoffs. But when you get to the upper echelon of the playoffs and you got to play Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, good luck with that.
Well, I mean, Josh Allen went toe-to-toe with him. He did.
And I know, but then think forward now. Mm-hmm. So in the AFC, you're going to have Burrow, Herbert, Mahomes, Josh Allen, you know, Lamar Jackson if he comes back and he's healthy and he can play the way that he can play. I mean, think about that. This is going to be a gauntlet for the next 6 to 15 years with these young kids that are – redefining the way to play the position.
Yeah, those guys are going to get lots of dudes' jobs. That's what happens.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
These quarterbacks get guys' jobs.
I told you, man, Brett Favre got, I think, like 6 guys' head coaching jobs off of that staff in Green Bay.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just happens, and that's the way it works. If you got a great quarterback and he's putting up great numbers and you're consistently winning, look at all the guys that have come from New England. Now, they haven't been all successful.
Most of them have not been. Yeah.
Right, but because they know the way it should be done internally. Now, trying to bring that internally to dysfunctional franchises is almost impossible.
All right, it is Boomer.
Not everybody's on the same page.
That's right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Jerry Recco has been through hell and back in his home. All sorts of stuff. Flooding, broken furnaces, broken hot water.
Forget the last 6 months. The last 24 hours have eaten a penis.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All sorts of stuff. So we're happy to see him back at least. But his house right now is a crisp 52 degrees.
That's what it was when I left. That is correct, yeah.
So it could
53,
be
53, actually. Let's give it some credit.
53. Oh, sorry. 53 degrees.
Yes. So, I'll tell you, those Duralogs.
Oh, for the fire?
What a great invention.
The Duralog.
Like, who needs to actually make a fire?
Yeah.
There it is.
You throw that in there, and all of a sudden, it's throwing off heat for you.
So awesome, yeah.
So how are you sleeping? Like, you sleep in full-blown sweatshirts, sweatpants type of thing?
No, you know what? You throw an extra blanket on, and it's actually even fine sleeping.
Yeah.
The problem is walking around the house is just freezing.
Well, the other thing, too, is you got to worry about bursting
Correct.
Your pipes. You know,
yes.
You got to keep the house warm to keep those pipes from bursting.
Well, we're trying. So,
well, luckily, it's like going to be in the 40s today.
Yeah, and the new furnace is going in tomorrow.
All right.
So I think we're ahead of the deep freeze that's coming because Wednesday night it's going to be 10 degrees.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to leave the house. If you
I would like to thank the Hazlitt Police Department, the Centerville Fire Department, and New Jersey Natural Gas for coming out at midnight on Sunday.
Oh my God.
When the carbon monoxide detectors were going off and we had to get out of the house.
Did they know who you were?
I didn't ask.
You didn't tell them who you were.
No, I
didn't. I am Jerry Recco.
No, I did not. They were very nice, though. They came out. We had, I think I sent Greg a picture. I think there were 3 cop cars, 3 fire trucks, and then the gas truck.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than having all of that come to your house.
Oh, especially 1
a.m. And all your neighbors like, what's going on over there? What's going on? And they all come out of the house.
There were a couple that came out. Most stayed in.
Yeah,
but I thought they came like this couldn't have happened at noon. It had to happen at midnight.
Yeah.
That's when it always happens.
Come on.
You know that. It's
now,
like when you have a toothache, it hits you right at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, did you actually have carbon monoxide in the house?
No, they faulty.
Okay.
But because they checked the entire house, they found a gas leak, which is good. I mean, it sucks because then they went and turned the gas off into the home and they locked it. But it's good that they found it.
Sure.
And so we got it fixed.
Where
last
was the
night.
Gas leak?
In the basement.
I think it could have blown up.
Correct.
You're dead. You are dead.
Yeah. Then what would happen?
That's what I said. So it's good and bad. I mean, the bad, the gas is turned off. The good is they found a gas leak.
As you say, blessing in disguise, potentially?
Yes. The thing that sucked was we just had the water heater put in. And it was like, oh, we got hot water again. Not anymore.
Man. God. So what are you doing for showers and stuff?
Well, so the good news is because the hot water heater was put in on Sunday morning, was able to shower Sunday, no problem. And then even yesterday they told us, because we bought the furnace yesterday, and the guy's like, oh, you guys can shower today. There's a 50-gallon thing. He goes, there's still hot water in there. Just when you run through it, it will be out.
Yeah, okay.
So he thought quick showers yesterday, which we got in. He said even today we should be okay, but after that, forget it.
That's it. That's the end of that.
How about those new floors you put in the basement?
Then it's gone.
You put those in yourself.
I did, yeah. That's buckling. There's still water underneath as I'm trying. And I started ripping up the rug in the other part of the basement.
Yeah.
So this has really been a spectacular.
You know what? Kill yourself.
And I missed the Rutgers trip.
Yeah, and you had to miss a Rutgers game. Yeah.
Home ownership. Nothing
it
like
sucks.
It.
It sucks. Yeah. I've always, it's the most overrated thing I've ever heard of.
Really?
You bet. Just rent. Call the, hey, there's something wrong in the home. They got to fix it.
Yeah.
Instead, we sit there and just pour money into it. Oh, God.
But yeah, at some point, you can sell it yourself.
Great. Aggravation.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of aggregate. I will tell you, if you do the math and you talk about all the upkeep and all the interest you pay on the mortgage, I guarantee you renting and buying, not much difference in the end.
So you're telling me you're selling your house?
I didn't say that. I'm in now. I mean, all there's nothing I can
in
do.
In too deep?
But my goodness.
Yeah.
Dude, this sucks.
Well, we're with you, Jerry.
I appreciate it. I come bearing a gift for you.
Oh, really?
Courtesy of George Tremblay, who plays in my cornhole league, and he was there last night.
Mm.
He shares a love of bugles.
All right.
So he brought you a bag of bugles.
Look at that, bugles.
Salty goodness.
They are the best. I can't wait to crack this open in a little bit. That is tremendous. Right after the latte, I'll have some bugles. That would be a perfect combination. Thank you, George, and thanks, Jerry. All right, Jerry, what do you got for us, man?
We are powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. You guys started, we're also brought to you by the Progressive New York Boat Show. Visit NewYorkBoatShow.com. You guys were starting with the football and the coaching situation with the Giants. So just quickly, Dan Quinn in and out yesterday for the Giants, Brian Daboll today, Patrick Graham Wednesday, and Brian Flores Thursday. Still a lot to do. As we know, also the situation with Sean Payton in New Orleans, completely unsettled because Gail Benson says she doesn't even know what he's doing, but hopes that that will be decided soon. Speaking of deciding, you've got Tom Brady. What will he decide to do? So he was with Jim Gray on the Let's Go podcast and the Sirius NFL radio show or on Mad Dog show yesterday. Here are a couple of clips from him with Jim Gray. So when will we know about your future in Tampa or just as an NFL player?
I'll know when the time is right, and there's no rush to make a decision, so. We'll just see.
Now, one thing that is going to weigh and factor into the decision will be what's going on at home.
Now it's just some time to spend some time with my family and spend some time with, you know, my kids. And
hello.
You know,
Hi, Vivi.
I can't hear you. Said hi, Vivi.
Hi.
So, obviously doing the show from his home. And one thing we learned from Brady, he will not, he's 44, he will not take life for granted.
We never know what's going to happen in the future. We really don't. I mean, Kobe Bryant, a friend of ours, God rest his soul.
I mean, here's Tom, what are you dragging us down for here, man? Jeez.
He was taking it all in.
Yeah. He also said you could be a cat that jumps in front of a car.
He did not say that. He did not say.
Yeah.
Although had he, that would have been awesome.
No, it sounds to me like he's been listening to your podcast.
Maybe he's got a friend that gave him the calendar.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know. He's right.
We're all just here. And one day we're all not.
See?
And the world's going to keep spinning and we'll be forgotten.
Yeah. I mean, that's essentially what he said.
It's exactly what he's saying.
Yeah. I mean, he won't be forgotten.
No. Yeah, if you're Boomer Esiason, you're never forgotten. But for the rest of us,
we're forgotten.
See ya.
That's it.
It's going to end for everyone at some point.
Right.
Come to grips with it.
Right.
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 We're nothing more than a cat that gets hit by a car or the bug we step on.
Yeah.
They're living beings that are dead and they're gone.
Right.
It's let's not depress everybody at 6:30.
Yeah.
Right.
But that was Tom.
Somewhere, someone's dying right now.
Yeah. I love that one.
I'll tell you, the first time you heard that, your reaction is one of the best I've ever seen. I was close to the Jordan Davis call. Yeah.
No, it's just because I just pictured somebody going. I don't know why. That's terrible.
That is awful.
We should be laughing.
Well, I'm laughing at the facial expression you made. the Panthers hired Ben McAdoo as their offensive coordinator. Good luck
McAdoo,
to them.
McAdoo.
Yes, McAdoo, don't. All right, so the Knicks were in Cleveland last night. They were down a lot. They fight all the way back. They tie the game. Then a big three from the Cavs. That having been said, the Knicks did have the ball down two and had a shot to win.
Burks looks, finds Randle. Randle turns, fires, and it won't go. A poor shot attempt. As the Cavs play excellent defense there, and the Knicks lose a heartbreaker.
That was Mike Breen on MSG. Not much of a look. It was way out.
I mean, this is the play that Thibodeau came up with? I mean, that's the play they came up with? You can't have like a somebody set a pick, get somebody free open for a shot?
I would think they probably had something planned, and the Cavs just defended it
all
well.
Right.
I don't know.
Here it is. What the hell is Leon Rose doing? What is he doing with this team? I don't know. I don't see why would they bring in Fournier and Kemba Walker for this coach?
Well, because I'll tell you why they did it.
Is it analytics?
No, it was the wrong. It was the wrong thought process. But the reason they did it was because of what happened in that series against the Hawks, and they felt like they couldn't shoot the three the way that they could, and they were behind in the times of the league, and they were two guys that were available that they could get. You know, for relatively cheap, that wasn't going to change the future of their cap, so they still had some flexibility. They brought him in, and both of them don't fit what the coach does. That's what happened.
The general manager try to fit what the coach needs.
Yeah, I mean, and that was sort of my theory with the whole Kemba Walker benching and why it happened so quickly is because he never wanted him to begin with, and it was sort of like, hey, I run the show here, and you can't force this down my throat.
All right, so then who is to hold accountable for where the Knicks are and what they've looked like?
Oh, it's got to be Leon Rose and Scott Perry. Yeah, I mean, the guys who brought players.
What do those two guys do? I don't ever hear anything from them.
They never talk.
I hear Giant fans killing Gettleman. I hear Yankee fans killing Cashman. You know, they ended up blowing out everybody at the Rangers. Well, you know, Lou Lamoriello's running the Islanders and everybody loves him. I mean, what the hell is going on with the Knicks?
Yeah, I know.
Sean Marks part of the big three.
Right. No, I think people are – Knicks fans are extremely frustrated, but I think there's two reasons why they haven't burst yet. One is that it's midseason, and two, the trade deadline hasn't come yet. Well, now, I think a lot of people are waiting to see what that looks like.
What is Leon Rose, like, hiding in his office somewhere?
It's the garden. I mean,
is he down in Delaware?
What's he doing? I never know what she's doing.
Glenn Sather.
I never know what they're doing.
Glenn Sather set a precedent there at the garden that if you don't want to talk, you don't have to talk. I mean, he was the first one to do it.
Glenn Sather?
Yes. He was the first one I can remember that was a general manager of one of the teams in New York who never spoke. And then after that, there were people that said, wait a second, he doesn't do it, then I don't have to do it. And you've seen that, especially at the Garden. Leon Rose never talks, ever. I mean, there's guys on that staff that get paid big money, like Worldwide West and Steve Stout and all these. They're non-existent.
Where are they? I thought they were supposed to make this place better and make the team better.
And they did in year one, and we were lauding them.
Well, you know, it was also a COVID year, and it was 10 games shorter than a normal year, and Julius Randle was playing for a contract.
Sure, but he still had another year left on that deal, and they gave him a deal. So.
But he was playing for a contract.
It wasn't a true walk year, though.
But he was playing for a contract.
I mean, you could always say that you're playing for a contract. You're always playing for the next one. And he didn't even take the most money that he could have probably taken. But, yeah, I mean, this is bad.
What are they?
They blew up every bit of momentum that they had last year. They did. With those two signings and the way they played this
year. And those two signings, I don't – this is why the coach ends up getting killed, because he's the guy that's got to deal with the pieces that he doesn't want.
Exactly.
I don't know. I would think that there would be collaboration. There's supposed to be collaboration between the front office and the coach, Jerry?
There should be. I would certainly think so. They've now lost 4 of 5 as they have fallen 2 games under 500 again. Nets, Lakers tonight. We'll have that on the Fan. The Bulls did beat the Thunder last night by 1. Suns over the Jazz, 115-109. Phoenix is 37-9 on the season. Have not heard from this man in a while. St. John's Seton Hall last night, and an easy win for your Red Storm.
Here's Harris down the right side of the lane. The outlet pass. Here comes Julian. Lead pass to Pasha. Head of the field. Lays it up and in. Alexander in transition. And Posh has 17.
And that is John Minko on St. John's Radio from Learfield. 84-63. They actually played that game in the Orange, which is West Orange. Is that where that is? At the at Seton Hall's home facility. They usually play at the Rock. I don't know why this was a rescheduled game, but St. John's just blistered
the place
them up
actually
by 20.
Looks pretty cool.
It is. It's a neat venue. It's very
you just
cool.
Just play all your games there, man.
Well, it doesn't hold many people. Maybe 2,000 people, I think. Maybe even 1,000. And Seton Hall will put 10,000 people
kinda
at
like
the Rock.
Kind of like Fordham's gym?
Yeah, I don't even know if it's as big as Rose Hill, to be quite honest with
you.
I'm not sure. But it is neat, though.
Is
that,
like Rose Hill is a cool place to go watch a basketball game. That looks on – I've never been there, but on TV it looks like
great.
A great place to play.
I agree. It looks very cool. So, but St. John's was up by as much as 27 in that game. So go figure. Tonight, Rutgers is home for Maryland. Will we be seeing you there tonight, 8 o'clock?
No.
Not making an appearance at Jersey Mike's Arena?
No. Yeah, they're a mess right now.
Well, yes, but they beat – who'd they beat the other? They beat Illinois the other night.
Yeah, no, but they're a mess. The whole program's a mess right now. They got to figure something out. The Athletic did a whole big expose on it, and the writer did an unbelievable job of really truly capturing what the problems are at Maryland.
Talk about why Mark Turgeon left.
Well, he left because the fan base basically turned on him, and he has kids that are on social media and everything, and the sewer pit that is social media is not for everybody. And the fan base could be really, really
harsh,
insulting, and embarrassing, actually.
And you want Slick Rick to slide in there.
I would love to have Rick Pitino go down there. I don't know what he's doing. I don't want to upset anybody at Iona, but, man,
they're
he would be the
great.
Perfect guy.
And they're playing really well.
He'd be the perfect guy to fix that whole place down there. But believe me, there's so much red tape and so many people involved. You know, it's a state school. So it's just layered and layered and layered with minutiae and people that do nothing, and it's just a mess.
Major League Baseball and the Players Association met for a few hours Monday. They plan to meet again today. The players reportedly, which surprised me, reportedly dropped its request for age-based free agency. Now, that's not necessarily service time, but I guess, I don't know. I thought that was interesting, though, that they've already made a concession, and so this is looked upon as some progress.
Okay.
And the fact that they'll talk again later today. We'll have some clips from Buck Showalter and Billy Epler coming up later in the show. Former Major League Baseball pitcher and former Yankee Sergio Mitre was found guilty in Mexico of murdering his ex-girlfriend's 22-month-old daughter. He was sentenced to 50 years in prison. Just, I mean, horrendous story. And we'll end on an up note, because I can't end there for sure. The Rangers played the Kings last night, and guess what? Your Blue Shirts got 2 points.
Fox against Quick. Fox fakes.
Yeah, Adam Fox, the deciding goal there in the shootout. Rangers beat the Kings 3-2. The Rangers 28-11-4.
I don't know why Fox is the first time he's ever done this.
Because, as Gerard Gallant says, doesn't care to.
He doesn't love to do it a lot, but I think after tonight's goal, he's going to get a lot of confidence from it. So, you know, he's got skill, he's got talent, and he made an incredible move. So.
Yes, he did.
He can do whatever he wants to do. Shesterkin was great last night, and, you know, Jonathan Quick turned back his... Turned back his career a little bit. Man, he was a pain in the ass last night.
Although Chris Kreider with a power play goal and Barclay Goodrow tied the game in the third. So the Rangers
Who's leading the NHL in goal scoring?
You tell me.
I think it's Chris Kreider.
Is that true?
Yeah.
How about
this
that?
This is the kid I saw at Boston College all those years ago. He's dominating now.
Well, new NHL's leading scorer from what I've been told. Tonight the Devils take on the Stars and the Islanders play the Flyers.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Jerry Recco in his update played those Tom Brady clips, and I don't know Tom. You don't even really know him all that well, although you do have his phone number. It'd be nice if you reached out every once in a while, just get a little temperature read on Tom Brady. But just listening to him give that interview, that's the most he's left the door open for retirement ever. He's never really talked that openly about how Giselle feels or the time with his kids or the definitive. I mean, he's always been all in on playing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never like that. I mean, he went right from New England to Tampa, won the Super Bowl, signed that extension. I mean, it's never been in doubt. When he's talked about it, he's even said, oh, I hope I could play till I was 50. I hope I could play till I was 46 or whatever he would throw out there. And never has he admitted that these are things that are weighing on him and his family.
You know, it was interesting that Levante David, I think, said after the game that this team had a lot of turmoil around it this year. And I think it's, you know, it's injuries, it's turmoil, it's Antonio Brown, Chris Godwin going down. You know, there are a lot of things that every team goes through. You just never know how each team is affected until the season's over. And then All of a sudden you start getting a little peek into the locker room and what's going on. And Levante David was pretty, maybe it was either he or Devin White. We were pretty open about all the kind of like problems that they were having in the locker room. And I think that's Antonio Brown's a big part of that, who, by the way, you know, was chirping at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, he tweeted out the famous picture of him leaving the field at MetLife Stadium, and a lot of memes put out where it looks like he's holding a sign when he's not because his hands are up in the air. And the sign that was put out there that he put out on social media was a fake sign that said Bucks eliminated that he was holding up with his shirt off. So, yeah, he's taking shots. As he's continually taking shots.
You know, it's, 80 guys on a roster, it seems like. You know, the Tennessee Titans used 91 players this year.
Mm-hmm.
91! So there's a lot of stuff that could go haywire. And sometimes I think success breeds a little bit of contempt every now and again. And it sounds like that's what was going on down there. And, you know, It's a disappointing way to end the season, especially when you had Super Bowl aspirations and you got your team all the way back to a tie and then your defense basically falls apart and gives up a big play to Cooper Kupp. So I also think he wants to see, I would imagine, wants to see who's coming back, who's available to come back, what the numbers are. A lot of these teams are going to have to now massage their salary caps to figure out if they can keep these big time, you know, a big number of quarterbacks. I mean, I was looking at Denver. Denver is going to have rollover money for their salary cap next year. So I think they're going to have a total of about $220 million to spend. And there's plenty of room in there to fit Aaron Rodgers and an extension. Plenty of room.
Yeah.
And the question is, what would Green Bay want back? What would Green Bay want back in return for a guy like Aaron Rodgers if Aaron Rodgers does want to leave Green Bay?
Yeah, I mean, if you're the Green Bay Packers, though, I mean, don't you try everything you can to massage the roster, as you say, to keep him there for another year, even with the playoff disappointment? I've had my fun with Aaron Rodgers getting knocked out, and I think it's great, and I want him out of the division. There's no doubt about it. But, I mean, if I'm Brian Gutekunst and the hierarchy there, he's had another MVP-type season.
Oh, it's going to be an MVP-type
season. And your alternative
season, yes,
right now is Jordan Love. I mean, I just, whatever it takes to keep him there for one more run is what I'm going to do. I mean, I'm not looking to trade him unless he makes it impossible for me.
Well, just remember, he also said that he does not want to start over. They have a huge question mark with Davante Adams. You know, it's a whole nother set of circumstances. But I don't necessarily know that you can keep them both at the number that they're both going to want.
Well, they put out that thing before the season, right? The last dance with the two of them.
Right.
So it's sort of like they understood what was going to happen. Like if one of them stayed, the other wasn't going to be there, maybe both of them go. I mean, but when you're $44 million over the cap, something's got to give, especially end of your roster.
And still, they can move money around, and they could do signing bonuses and roster bonuses and all sorts of tricks to kind of get some of the money down. And there'll be some guys that they'll end up, either releasing or trading anyway. But he made it. I think he's made it abundantly clear that he does not want to start over, and I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to start over either.
Yeah, of course not. I mean, at this age, go through a rebuild. Well, he said it after the game. He said his exact quote was, "I don't want to go through a rebuild." Well, I don't blame him for saying that.
It's kind of like why Brady chose the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, they had a loaded roster. They had a veteran head coach who's been through, you know, the wars before with other quarterbacks and has had a lot of success in this league. And it fit perfectly. Now the question, if there is a team like that out there, who is that?
Yeah. Let's go to Anthony, who's on Long Island. What's going on, Anthony?
What's up, boys?
Hey, Anthony, what's up, man?
Man, boomsy. I got a question for you, my guy.
Yeah.
I need to know the difference between restructuring the salary cap and a nice little massage of the salary cap.
Well, that's a little bit of both. You're saying it one way, and I'm saying it another. But they both essentially mean the same thing. So you can do roster bonuses, signing bonuses. You can cut guys. You can get guys to take less pay, you know, pay cuts. There's all sorts of ways that you can massage the salary cap.
I love the way you use that. I never really heard it. I like that. So I'm going to start using that when I talk to my friends. They're going to massage the salary cap.
There you go. And they're going to think you're really smart.
Yeah, it does make you sound like you're a step ahead of everybody else when you say that. You know, and we talk about the salary cap stuff so much, about like who's over, who's under, this and that, and it does give you a peek into what their offseason may be like. But never has there been a situation where a team has gotten penalized for being over the cap.
Yeah, like,
it's always figured out, right?
The Cowboys.
One time it's happened?
Or the Denver Broncos. Maybe it was the Denver Broncos, actually.
Really? One time?
They got hammered pretty good.
But it happened once.
Yes.
Like, most of the time these teams figure it out.
They do. And then, you know, there's rollover money again. You got to remember. So if a team doesn't spend all of its money in one year, then they can roll over and they can expend it the next year. And that's why many, many people do believe that Denver makes the most sense because, number one, they're in the different conference. So they're not going to be, you know, getting in the way of the Green Bay Packers, you know, and they're not going to see them every year. And number two, they do have the money to be able to spend and spread out to give Aaron Rodgers a new contract extension. Now, Aaron's made about, I want to say, $265 million up to this point.
Yeah.
And if he wants to play, let's say, another 4 years at somewhere between $35 and $45 million a year, I think he would come back.
So Aaron Rodgers is going to want to go play in the same division as Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert? Oh, thanks, Jerry. Look at that.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. Look at that, a little Rutgers basketball.
Did a really good job, Jerry.
Thanks. Yes, thank you, sir.
That's awesome. I mean, this guy's going to want to finish out his career in a division with Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert? What the hell are you doing?
I think the Denver Broncos are loaded. I think they're a really good team, and I think they're a quarterback away. That's what I think.
Quarterback away from being better than the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, he may win another MVP, but he may not get to the Super Bowl. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, like, that guy out in Kansas City is he's off the charts. He's on a different level. But then again, so is Josh Allen. Josh Allen's basically caught up to him.
Yeah. No, I mean, not quite. Not quite, but he's getting close. Lance at Deer Park. What's up, Lance?
Good morning, guys. My question is to Boomer. I'm starting to get convinced that defensive coordinators don't make it as head coaches. Because look what happened to Patricia on the Lions, and look what happened to Bowles on the Jets.
Yeah, like I said, Lance, and I've said it a million times, if you are trying to change a culture of a dysfunctional franchise, it's difficult if you don't have a quarterback and you're not winning. You know, so Zach Taylor and Mike Brown out in Cincinnati, Mike Brown wanted to change the way things were going. You know, Marvin had been there for 16 years, and he brought in a young, hot offensive coordinator, a lot of energy, a guy that's been through, you know, college, he's been through the pros, and he was like a protege of Sean McVay, and he's a lifer. He is an NFL lifer already at the age of 35 years old. That's why they hired him. They got two bad years in a row. They only won six games, but they drafted Joe Burrow, and Mike Brown, the owner, saw that they had a potential Pro Bowl or All-Pro quarterback coming into their system, and they wanted to make sure that they linked them up with a young offensive coordinator, and it's worked out beautifully. That's why they're in the playoffs, and that's why they're in the AFC Championship game ahead of, I think, the timing that most of us thought they'd be here.
And all four of the head coaches left with an offensive background, by the way. I mean, to me, it's all about the quarterbacks.
But just so you know, Parcells, defensive background, Belichick, defensive background. Yeah. I mean, there are plenty of coaches out there.
Maybe the game has changed enough where,
yeah,
I mean, we might be seeing a little bit of a shift.
You know, the one thing I will say about Brian Daboll that I was very critical about for him over the last 3 to 4 years is that I felt like their running game started and ended with their quarterback.
Yeah.
And I really felt like they had to take some of the pressure off of him and run the ball more, especially when you play in Buffalo and you're outdoors and it's late in the season. You got to have an other aspect of your running game. And they didn't have that until later on this year when Devin Singletary finally started giving him the ball. And I think the weather had a lot more to do with that up in Buffalo their last 3 or 4 games than the actual idea of the coordinators. I'm just telling you, if he comes here, you got to run the ball here. You have to. That's got to be a staple part of who you are as a football team.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.